Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That way you're not part of the problem, as I like to say. Did you miss me? Come on, some of you did. I know you did. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I do appreciate the time that you, you know, the emails that you send me. Those are all great. I'll do something about some of them. Others I won't do anything about. Anyway, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on. You know, seriously, there's no reason. You know, go through the stories, mark them up. Let me get this out of, I mean, this sounds terrible, but let me get this out of the way. Head over to MyPillow.com, right? Now more than ever, we need to be supporting our people. We need to be supporting people that are on the same page, that, you know, that really think the same way we do. Okay? And support guys like me, please. But you know what I'm saying. Mike Lindell, he's always been a supporter of conservative outlets. You hear him all over the place. You see what he's doing. So get behind them. We all need pillows, sheets, blankets, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, why not buy from him? I make a few bucks. You will save 50 to 60% depending on what you buy and what you're doing there on the site. And you'll get some great, great product. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When you get out, when you go to the shopping cart on MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, and that's where you save your money, right? I don't know. I don't know if this is hype. Seriously, come on, think about it. I don't know if this is hype, or I don't know if this is real. But seriously, Russia sending signals on many fronts it's preparing to use weapons of mass destruction in Ukraine. We're also hearing, now this one I find hard to believe, although they are, you know, I mean, Putin is a godless, soulless person. So this really could be happening. Right? But I mean, again, he doesn't care what happens to you, happens to his people. He only cares what it looks like. Right now he's extremely embarrassed. And I say that, you know why, exactly why. They were supposed to be in and out of there in days. Right? So according to some of the reports coming, they could be creating the context to use a WMD in Ukraine. Russia has continued to accuse the U.S. of running a biological weapons program to Ukraine, right? Raising fears they could be attempting to create their own weapon of mass destruction. Well, they'll use it, as they've done in plenty other, or at plenty other times, they'll use it to truly, you know, fire off their own weapons of mass destruction. They'll say they had to defend themselves. Who's going to fault them for that, right? And we all know, two of us listening, know it's not true. Not true by any stretch. And what you're hearing, what you find, like, the fears have come after Russian Minister of Defense released a list of names of U.S. and EU citizens that the Kremlin claims have been involved in biological weapons program in Ukraine. This is called Russian misinformation. It might be just them trying to get it wrong. Look at I got to grab this call. This is great. Joe from California. Although I'm Joe from California. Thanks for calling.
Hello, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to touch base about Kamala Harris coming to Starbase Vandenberg. It's a huge news bite for the community I grew up in. It's difficult as a right-leaning California independent to support Kamala Harris, but I believe that the right does need the left's buy-in to really get things done as they are in power, the executive branch and the House. After the last administration, the country became very, very polarized and divisive and politicized everything. I'm wondering how conservatives on the right can stick to their guns, but also get buy-in from the left and populist agendas.
How the right can stick to their guns, get buy-in from the left?
I mean,
you got to go to fantasy land to make that happen at this point. You really think about it. If you're talking about the California legislature or even at the federal level, look at what's going on. They can't even come together on simple bills, simple issues. I really feel like they're not going to be able to come together on much of any legislature or legislation that'll help this country. And I don't know how you fix this. I've never seen the country this divided. In the reading I've done, we haven't been this divided since the Revolutionary War, frankly.
Sadly.
What do you think it would take to pull us together? Let's get your thought on it.
Personally, I think that the vitriol from the right and the left is so venomous in Washington that it's as if they're unwilling to work together. So I believe that, like, a decentralized approach while having the central authorities make the decisions is almost necessary now with the way that all the hardware has become decentralized and a lot of the voting approaches have become monetary rather than physical votes.
So would you suggest giving the power back to the state, local? Let the local people handle the local issues.
Yeah, I mean, definitely decentralize as much power to the voting blocks as possible. But
Joe, we got a break. We got to go. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Yeah, another Joe. There's actually two of us out here. Joe from California called a little while ago and called in, and I cut him short. We were too close to the commercial. But, you know, Joe, you asked the question if I really thought there was a way that the two sides could come together, right? That there's something that we could kind of do, and then again, back to giving power back to the states, in essence. Defederalizing it, decentralizing it. And I think there's a lot of things you can decentralize and give power back to the state. But I did miss one thing. I love you guys. You listen. I think you're great. Louisiana has come together on several occasions, and they have a large Democrat legislature there and presence, if you would. And they've been able to come together on half a dozen issues. where it's not contentious, there's social issues and so forth. So can it be done? Yeah, but here's the deal. When you look at one out of 50 states, really, that where they really get along and they really get things done, or even five out of 50, it doesn't leave me much hope of turning things around anytime soon, if you know what I'm saying. But I don't want to seem like the doom and gloom guy, like it's never going to happen. Alfonso Rachel joins me like he does every week. He is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and co-host of Soul Food Radio. You can find that at soulfoodradio.net. He and I on Sundays. You know, we haven't talked about this Sunday. Today, this Sunday's Resurrection Day.
Is that right?
You know, I mean, are you bringing over the rabbit or what are we doing?
Yeah. Actually, I actually have the inside scoop of what the rabbit has to do with Easter.
You know what? I wasn't going to talk about that, but let's do that for our Christian listeners. But you know my pet peeve about quote unquote Easter. Yeah, every year, I still try to find the thing about the chocolate bunny anywhere in any of the Gospels. I can't find those. And you know, maybe I'm just not a good studier or reader or whatever. But
well, that's why it's an Easter egg hunt, Joe.
Oh, got it. Okay.
When
Jesus said you should, you know, drink my blood and eat my body and don't forget the bunny. I missed that one, apparently. So, idiot. You know, I've talked to pastors about this, and I don't agree with, but I get what they're saying. You know, they think it's a way to bring people to church. It's a way to do this. It's a way to do that, which is how we got Christmas, which is how we got, you know, all these other things. We brought them in because they were pagan holidays that we brought together thinking we could bring more people into the fold. Yeah, let's trick them in. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, we are supposed to occupy, you know, and, it, you know, and if we're going to, and the word does tell us, you know, use what the children of the age are using, and point to those things to basically gravitate them away from their pagan religion, so to speak, to gravitate towards the Lord. However, the Bible at the same time doesn't lend itself to for people to kind of like make up their own dates. And like I said, as I said before, Joe and I still hold this, the Bible does tell us when Jesus was born. It gives a date. And there's a reason for that. And a lot of people overlook it. And well, nobody can be when he was born. Actually, he can. And there's a reason for that. Is because Jesus gives us everything we need to know to not have an excuse to recognize the Redeemer when he shows up. He says, look, you guys are going to catch a hot one because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God. That means that Jesus has he can bring it down to the date when he was born and when he is going to step onto the scene. All of that stuff is disclosed, so people can say, like, hey, it all adds up, man. That's the guy.
Yep. I want to go back to the simplistic part of it, though. Why are we doing Easter egg hunts at the church? Why aren't we, you know, put scripture in the eggs? I don't know what to tell you, but, you know,
okay.
I mean, sure, the one who finds redemption scripture gets, you know, $50 gift certificate to McDonald's or something. I don't know, whatever it is. But
hey, seriously, yeah.
It's always been a pet peeve of mine for a long time about Easter and how we as Christians should be calling it Resurrection Day, not Easter.
Yeah.
You know, tell people where the bunny came from. Tell them what the Feast of Eshtar is all about.
And all these things are excellent point, man. Because these things should be instructive, like, you know, like I say about like Christmas. Strictly being for about Santa Claus and all that sort of stuff. However, you can still use those things as instructive points for a kid to understand. You know, to about the Lord, you know, or even the tree, you know, and the word doesn't necessarily say you can't have a Christian. You're not supposed to have a craftsman form the wood into an idol. basically, and dress it with gold and silver, because that's what they would do. But if you're going to talk about this tree, and the Lord himself is a cut-off branch, he is of the root of Jesse, this tree that is raised to new life, and the staff of Aaron is indicative of the Lord himself, which blossoms, that comes back to life and blossoms with almonds. All these things are indicative of the Lord himself. This branch is associated with the Ark of the Covenant. So if you use those things to teach people about Jesus, because now that you got their attention with all the toys and the celebration of Christmas, it's like, okay, now that I got your attention, let me show you about the real deal. Well, and one more point, same thing with Halloween. Same thing. It's supposed to be a holy evening. We've let the godless take over that. It's supposed to be used now. It's like, hey, man, you want to talk about people that are being persecuted, people who are having to disguise themselves because they were being chased from persecution, looking for a place to hide, needing to disappear, needing to maybe some food. And not only that, when it comes to the Lord changing us, we're waiting for the real transformation. So, you know, when we talk about changing into something else, once again, use these holidays to teach the kids, now that you got their attention with the celebration of the festival and stuff, hey, let's teach them about the real God of festivals. You know what I'm saying? So let the godless have it.
I've been listening to parents for years tell me, you know, Joe, you're being a little bit too hard. We want the kids not to feel left out. We want them to feel like they're, you're part of the norm. And, you know, as long as we talk about both on, you know, on Christmas and on Easter. And I don't want to be that guy that sounds like I want to come down, you know, with a sledgehammer. But 43% of our youth that are going to church every Sunday don't really see a necessity for organized religion, number one. Number two is, what was it, 72% of the young kids don't believe, going to church now, that Jesus is truly the only way to heaven or the only way to the Father. And you say to yourself, good, you've done a great job. They fit in just fine. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
black nationalist in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He's also waiving a preliminary hearing. The Pentagon believes something did happen on a Russian Navy ship.
We do believe that there was a significant explosion on this cruiser, the Moskva, of a Slava class of cruisers in the Russian Navy.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the explosion caused a fire that continued to burn aboard the ship this morning, and at least some of the crew members evacuated it. Ukrainian military says its forces fired an anti-missile ship at the Moskva and that it sunk. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. Let me bring him back on. I always have a lot of fun with Zoe. That's right. He is the host of the Zoloft, Zopian Den, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and co-host of soulfoodradio.net, where you get really full with no calories every Sunday. Soulfoodradio.net. Better than ice cream. And I love ice cream, I think. So what are we doing? What are you doing? How's it going?
Man, I'm trying to keep my head right, man. It's what Dennis Hopper said, trying to keep your head when all things about you and keeping your head when all men doubt you, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, a lot of lunacy out there, man.
You know the scripture that says that, you know, you got 5,000 will fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but you stay on him, right? I mean, that's Joe Messina's Reader's Digest version. I get it. But, you know, never has that applied more than it does today. Look at all the stuff happening around you, all the stuff swirling around your head, all the stuff swirling, you know, that's going on around you. And it is challenging, if you would. I won't say impossible, because I'm not going to do that. But it does get challenging at times, keeping your eye on God and making sure that you're in line with God's word and what God's saying. And you're seeing it happen on a daily basis. People, again, how do people vote for someone who is pro-abortion? How do people vote for someone who would allow your kids to, remember, God said he made them male and female, and yet they would allow your kids to be brought in and have pieces lopped off or added on or whatever. And how is that in line with God, God's word, and that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. Or when people try to twist up scripture, you know, I've seen these people try to, well, the Lord says he made them male and female, implicating that they're supposed to be both. It's like, no, man. When God says I made them, he means very specifically, this one's a man, this one's a woman. If a man could be both male and female, there'd be no point in him making Eve. All right? A man is a man, and as a woman, they're two distinct entities. But, you know, there's that, you know, people will look at the truth. Joe, that's the sad thing. Woe to those that don't know light from dark, bitter from sweet, you know, man from tran, you know, as I say, but the Bible warns about these things, and here we are. From the beginning, it's told us right from the beginning that these seeing, or yeah, watching the metaphysical, spiritual, biological truth.
Yeah, it is, and again, the same people tell us who to look at the science, to believe the science, to watch the science, will go, well, not that science, and not that science there too. We're not into that one as well. I mean, I just thought this was hilarious.
Oh yeah, man, I just did a Zoloft with a teacher, a biologically male teacher claiming to be a woman, trying to teach her students that what happens when a baby is born. The doctor makes a guess as to what the baby, and sometimes the doctor's guess wrong. And I'm like, these people, we pay these people to teach. The doctor makes a guess after years of training and education and that big fat tuition, only to come out of college to make guesses, to look at it and be like, you want to flip a coin? I'm not sure what that is. Really?
Yeah, you know what? If there's something dangling other than an umbilical cord, it's a male. How's that? I mean, it's real simple. I don't even have to go to med school for that one. I mean, that one was easy. So,
go, Doc, check out the dangle. All right.
I'm glad you didn't have any liquid in your mouth. All right. So, I think I started telling you during the break, and it's one of those things where I sit there, and again, I am the one, not you. Usually I'm the one that's being nailed on our show on Sunday for being the judgmental one. And listen, by the way, I don't lose any sleep over it, so we're good. So, anyhow, we had a school board person that actually put out an email or a notice. African-American woman, I'm going to say black woman, because not everybody's from Africa, right? I argue about that all the time. So, anyway, so she put out, she was so excited about this this new justice, Supreme Court Justice Jackson, right? And so, you know, we had a black woman, yada, 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 the whole nine yards, without any thought about what her rulings are. Now, this woman the woman on the school board is a Christian woman, a professing Christian woman, and for me, the wrong rub, if you would, was that here, if you do a little bit of homework, this is where this whole ideology thing comes in, where the party says this, or your color says that, or the group you hang around with says this. This woman on the that's now a justice of ours, for all intents and purposes, she said that morality or religion has no place in the public square, no role to play in determining whether a law is just or moral. She clearly believes that man doesn't need to depend on God in order to handle our affairs in a moral way. And, you know, and is very much into the world view of the issues. And we're putting her on the highest court in the nation. And then we have people of influence, you know, in the black community and or Hispanic, whatever, holding this up in high esteem. They happen to be Christians. Christians should not be holding up people like this in high esteem, should they?
Absolutely not, man. And yeah, you nailed it, man. It's, you know, the thing is, okay, so Ketanji Jackson, the first, I guess now just the first black judge. I guess, you know, I guess we can do away with Black History Month. You know, don't forget about Thurgood Marshall or Clarence Thomas. They don't count. She's going to be the first black judge. But you know, Biden, you know, we gonna elect first, you know, black. Female judge, and then when he does, this woman can't even cop to being a woman. What's a woman? It's like, well, this you passed the litmus test for as far as Biden goes, you know, so you should know that you're a woman. You got people out there celebrating that you're the first black woman, and you're supposed to give an opinion. It's kind of your jumping opinion on the ruling of things, and you can't give an opinion on that. And but see, the thing is, to these so-called these counterfeit Christians, you have put color before kingdom. Now, I talk about this in my audio book, A Solid Right Cross. You put the color before kingdom. You think that your salvation is in color. For black folks who are celebrating that this woman just, I guess, on the merit of being black. And don't get me wrong, because we shouldn't have been discriminated for being black. But at the same time, there's no reason to treat us special either. It's like, look, we're just people. We happen to be a different color. We share different colors. It's no reason to treat us special. It's no reason to treat us bad, you know. But so they're gonna take to the special treatment, you know, or this different treatment, this preferential treatment. But you and feel like they're redeemed now. It's like, well, if you're a Christian, then you know that the Lord has already redeemed you. Your redemption is not in a position of power given to a person just because they're black. The only thing you've done is set the stage for resentment. So we've got a person just elected just because she's like this godless heathen who is soft on pedophiles, who doesn't recognize the sanctity of life. Everything she believes is against the word of God and has no standard by which to filter or be to stand on the Constitution. Nothing. Right? How is she supposed to make a judgment call on anything when she has no foundation and no filter to go by? What? Because of her intellect? What intellect? She can't even decide if she's a woman or not. So she can't, what intellect are we going by? And for these people who have put this this premium on skin color, you know, as if their salvation and their redemption and their royalty resides in their skin color, rather than their royalty residing in our high king and priest, Yeshua, and our redemption and our salvation, which is in him. These are fake Christians if they've gone along with this.
Yeah, it's been one of those things for me. Even again, as you know, I've been teaching this biblical citizenship class. It was last Saturday. And I was amazed at how many people just didn't understand what our role was. I mean, from a biblical perspective, what our role was in government. And if you take it to the simplest level, you don't even have to unroll the Constitution, if you would. God granted us the ability to govern ourselves. So think about that. The Almighty Creator said, you know what? All you need is me, but you guys are stubborn and stupid, so I'll let you go ahead and vote or do whatever you need to do to bring leaders in. And that's the part that bothers me, too. And what do? We vote for leaders that are so ungodly. They'll say they're godly. They'll use that term. But what does that mean? What is it true? I mean, that's the question you need to ask people. What does that mean for you? The one I love that drives me nuts is I'm spiritual. I'm sorry, some of you listeners, you say that. What does that mean? That means that you believe in the Hookieville of beyond, that there's truly angels running around. Well, who created the angels? Did they just show up one day? You got these spirits running all around the place, going to tell you where to go and find that rainbow or that. I'm confused. I mean, God, so sorry, but whatever. I don't know.
I know. As the saying goes, it's like, oh, you're spiritual, huh? Yeah, demons are spiritual, too. It doesn't mean anything. You know, it's spiritual. Yeah. You know?
I'm with you. I mean, it's just amazing to me. All right, so, God, now you got me tongue-tied. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. I'll fix it while we're on break. Be back in a minute.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. That was in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5. I know everyone's like, what's he giggling about? Because you guys send me stories during the break. I just get the biggest kick out of them. I truly do. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his insight on the issues of the day, the crazy stuff of the day. And Zoe is the host of, let me see, the Anti-Fighting Daddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Soapy and Den, and co-host of Soul Food Radio, which you can find at soulfoodradio.net. And so, you are a terrific musician, not magician, but musician. And they can find that music, that wonderful music of yours, where?
Oh, thanks, man. At bronzeserpentmedia.com. Just click that 20-pound sledge tab and rock out with us.
So, to show you how easy Americans are, right, is we've got war going on in Ukraine, Russia threatening some, you know, nuclear bombs, okay? We've got people, we've got hunger issues everywhere else. And you know what the buzz is on social media today? Any idea? Not the shooting in New York. Twitter. That Elon Musk might buy Twitter.
I knew it was going to be Twitter oriented. I knew it was going to be Twitter oriented.
I think it's hilarious. I mean, you know, of the 10 stories that I just perused through, just, you know, scrolled past, 8 of them were about Elon Musk and Twitter. So I just think this, look at, if he wants to do this, God bless him, he's got the money, it's not going to hurt him, it's cookie jar money for him, right? So, I mean, $43 billion, yeah. Honey, bring me the cookie jar, the third one from the left. Yeah, that should have enough. So, but think about it, it's freaking out the left. It is news on all the major stations. It's freaking them out big time. Because, again, I don't know him personally, but I do know that he's had a bit of a change of heart when it comes to, you know, this kind of thing. And I think he would open it up for true freedom of speech again.
No, man. The only true freedom of speech is what the left dictates as what freedom of speech is.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. You're so right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what are they afraid of? You got a person who has, you know, one of the cars that they feel like is supposed to be, you know, an earth saving car, but even Elon Musk is like, look, man, this electricity doesn't, like, you know, kind of like it doesn't harness itself, or at least in a way that we can use it. Even though I call this car a Tesla, and I guess, you know, energy may be supposed to be from the ground and all that sort of stuff, whichever. But look, electricity, we need generators for that. And even for my own industry, even for my own brand, I know that we're going to need fossil fuel. Oh, no, you heretic. You, it's like, because he's, I guess, really being realistic with these people. That's what they say they want. Keep it real. No, you can't have that. You can't keep it real and be truthful. That's where we are, though, Joe.
God. And I'm loving all the, you know, all the lies coming out of the White House that there's nothing they can do until this war stops. There's nothing to do with the higher prices. Nothing to go about the 8.5, you know, inflation, the lower wage. Think about that. Every single thing, right, that has to do with what's going on in the economy and everything has Putin. What a powerful man that Putin is, right? You know, who knew he had this kind of power? Why didn't he do this a decade ago if he had this kind of power? You know what I'm saying?
He's so powerful, man, that he can affect gas prices before he even goes to war. You know, it's like, how did that happen? It's like, no, Biden, I think that's your fault. Your fault.
Bless, I love it. You know, and BLM right now is screaming. I know I'm hitting a bunch of these stories with you pretty quick, but the BLM founders are screaming that, you know, they don't like the rules, the IRS rules on nonprofits. Now, I don't know if you heard. Do you remember the big dust-up about, what was it? One of the founders bought a mansion or a big house with a guest house on it for $3 some odd million, right? How can you do that? You know, this is a nonprofit organization. You came out of having no money, and all of a sudden you can buy a $3.1 million home. You know, we'll have to check into that. So what does she do? She sells it to BLM. So she is, you got to go slow because people are going, huh, what? Yeah, she buys the mansion herself. Nobody knows where she got the money. For $3.1 million. And then what she does is when they start calling her out on it, it becomes a big deal. She sells it back to, or not back to, she sells it to BLM for, you want to take a guess?
$6 million.
$6 million. Okay? Less than a year. The house doubled in less. I wish my house would double every year. I wouldn't be doing this radio show. I'd be out, you know, sitting by the pool with a margarita or something.
So these people sold out. They were able to be bought off to be pacified. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, again, I tell people all the time, this people are still afraid to say anything about BLM. It's a black organization. They're doing wonderful things for black. Well, they're doing wonderful things for the three black folks at the top. Yeah. I mean, right? Seriously. So this is what takes, I don't know, maybe from day one, they were looking to screw the public. I'm sure there's some people in that organization that really had a different mindset, that really want to do some good. And this is what screws it up for decades afterward, not for a year. This will, if the IRS does this investigation and really tells the truth, this will screw this up for years, won't it?
Absolutely. And when things are done in the name of pride, it's just going to get messed up. That's just the way it is. Like, if you're not doing it for the kingdom, it's just not going to go right. You're doing it for pride in your nation or anything like that. And, Black Lives Matter, whatever justification is they want to do, it's like, no, it's exercise in pride. And pride and insecurity are two sides of the same coin. And it's just going to be unstable. It's like, what was the thing I was just thinking about just a second ago? I can't remember what it was. But,
happens when you get older. You know.
Yeah. It's like, and sometimes I forget I'm getting old. You know.
I don't know. You know, so I look at the stuff, I look at the stories coming down, and there's so much going on. Like I said today, Twitter being the story that was trending everywhere, and you're thinking to yourself, truly, with everything that's going on, this is the best we can do, right? And you look at the bills coming down in California. A lot of people say, why do you always hang out in California or on California legislature? It's because what happens here usually ends up happening in all those liberal states across the country. You know, and in places like Chicago and New York and what have you. You'll see the same thing start to pop up in those places. Right now, Maryland, I think it is looking at that bill that California here is passing, where you can have an abortion not only right up to the time the baby's being born, mom's in labor, but actually have the abortion up to 7 days. Yeah, you heard me. The abortion up to 7 days afterwards. So if the mom does something to cause the baby to die. Now, they're not specific in it. So does that mean starve it to death? Stab it with a knife? I mean, I'm just being honest with you. We lay it out.
Against their gun control narrative, hey, maybe you can even shoot the kid. I don't know. Is that okay? Can we use the guns for that? Can you shoot the kid? But, man, we've been warning folks about this for how long, man?
I know.
Your objective is infanticide. You're not going to be happy. It's like, their rights don't begin until they're out of the womb. Okay, well, what about now? And this ain't new, man. The child sacrifice has been going on for thousands of years.
It is. And again, it not only is it child, I'm with you, it's child sacrifice, but what is it, where does the base, where is the humanity in all this? What has happened to people who can actually look at a baby, again, whether it's 2 weeks premature or a month premature, fingers, hands, toes, nose, nostrils, lungs, heart, breathing, two eyeballs. How do you look at that and go, sorry, kid, you got to go?
There really is no rational, psychological answer to it. It's just like, I mentioned before, when we're dealing with the psychology of it, you can't measure, because psychology is the study of the soul, and the soul cannot be measured, per se. You can't really study something that you can't, there's a tangibility to it, if you will. And because of that, it gives people license to believe that, well, maybe we're not really created in the image of God. They take those things for granted. And there's no excuse for it. Just the same reason for, Lucifer's rebellion against God. For what? For what? Why would you rebel against God? There's no justifiable reason for it. Adam, Eve, there's no justifiable reason for you to listen to this God. They did. On and on throughout the biblical history. Yeah, God right there. There is no flipping reason, no excuse for you to rebel against him, but they do. And here we are right now that can look at the truth that man was created in the image of God, but they'll still reject it. And there's no rational reason for it. But when you get down to it, that is the reason itself. They do not respect. And it's pride when you really get down to it. But then again, how do you explain the pride? But that's what it is. The pride tells them, I don't have to believe in this God. I don't have to do what he says, and I will do what I want, and I'm empowered to do so, even if it means taking it out on this kid.
And I would dump on top of that we've raised a couple of generations of telling kids to question everything. Question everything, question authority, the whole nine yards. And I don't think that was healthy, and I think we're seeing the results of that mentality. All right, Joe, always a pleasure to have you with me. BronzeSerpentMedia.com, right? BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Be back next hour, people. You got me. Good luck to you.